We are learning Maseches Bava Kamma, Daf Samach Amud Aleph, and we are beginning on the top of Daf Samach, two dots. It said in the Mishnah that Shalach B'Yabakev K'Yachai, but then it says that if someone brought the fire, someone brought the wood, and someone else blew on it, the halacha is that the malab is chayiv. And we'll see, like the case is, that we spoke out yesterday, Taisa speaks it out over here, that without the guy blowing it, it wouldn't have gone anywhere. That's where the liba is chayiv. But first of all, it goes into the lashon of liba. Omar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, mind the tani liba loy mishtavish. If you garish the word liba, it's not a mistake. Mind the tani niba loy mishtavish. It talks about blowing onto this fire. Either way, you're fine. Mind the tani liba loy mishtavish. The chsiv says in the pasuk, "Balab as eish," in the heart of the eish. You see, liba is a lashon of fire. It could be a lashon of blowing a fire, making a fire. Mind the tani niba loy mishtavish. Chsiv. Boirei niv sevasayim is also a lashon of dibur, of talking, and when someone talks, his lips move and some ear comes out, so it's also a form of blowing. Therefore, either you say niba or liba, both lashonis are correct. And Betzim, the Ritz Chayis over here as a kasha, so usually Gemara says that, you know, this man the Yama says is gerus niba, this liba, and Gemara says man l'shtavish. Here we start like in the middle of a sugya a little bit. Usually you don't start, you first tell me that there's two gerus, then you say they're both not a mistake. It's a funny Gemara. So if the Ritz Chayis, he says, "I am shidu bekabetzes." We ask this kasha. Vzel shoyin a kasha she ain't derech talmud loy mekain. Rakish omam mekaidim is tani hachi. Is tani hachi. V'hadam man tani hachi lo mishtabish. Then we break the Ritzchayis. And for the Ritzchayis, he may has a whole yisoid there. He says that there's a riff already in Erevin that the Yerushalmi Talmud Yerushalmi was written before the Talmud Bavli, and therefore that's where we're passing Talmud Bavli because Talmud Bavli is considered the Basra, considered the Achron. So he says that in the Yerushalmi, look in the Yerushalmi, there Taka, there the Gemara brings up both lashonis. And our Gemara is going on the Yerushalmi. That's what he wants to taina, and that's the pshat in why he doesn't say it over here to answer the Shittim Gwes's kasha. Talk to Gemara Vaita. Lipso haruach kulam paturim. It says in our Mishnah that if the wind blew it, everyone is potter. It's no one's fault, everyone's potter. Talk to Gemara. Talk to Gemara on lipso of lipso ruach. Libo of lipso ruach. Let's say you blew it and the ruach blew it. Imiyash b'libu av kilibayisa chayiv. If your blowing enough was enough to make the fire go out, then you chayiv. Vim lav potter. If not, you potter. So Tosis explains that here it says v'she'im beruach b'fei atzmai k'dei labayis mayri. It's definitely not, the case was that the ruach alone wasn't enough to make the fire go out. The ibish yesh b'fei labayis, filkesh b'libu labayis k'dei labayis, lama yischayim. It would have been chayim for other people. That means if there's a wind in the world here, and a guy puts the or and the eitzim, so they're chayim already. Because I blew makes no difference. So he says the case was that without him, it would not have gone at all, without the guy blowing. So if the guy blows, so it depends. If the guy blows, and his blowing is enough to let it go, then he's chayim. And lav, not his potter. Because, and even though between him and the wind together, it would have done it, that's not chayiv. It's only chayiv if his libu enough will be enough. His libu enough will be able to make the fire. But if his thing's not enough, it will not be chayiv. The only chayiv eish, if you're maisa alone, without the siyu of the ruach, could do it. And that Gemara is a kasha. They have to get that claw, Gemara is a kasha. Amai, lahavik zoy ruach sivin siyatoi. We just explained that if someone blows and his blowing is not enough to make a fire, even though his blowing it combines together with the blowing of the ear and makes the fire go further, you're still potter. Why? Just like every time someone is zoira on Shabbos, which means he does it, it's called winnowing in English. You take the tefuah and they throw it in the ear, and that separates the wheat from the straw because the straw is much lighter. So the halacha is yichayiv, even though you didn't do the ma'aseh yourself, you need the wind to help you. So Teretz is, if I harness the wind in my favor, that's my melacha. So here, if I blow and get the wind going, so chayra, that should be like a zayra, ruach mesiata, and should be chayiv. Why is Shabbos different than a mezikin? That's the Gemara's question. Like I read the part of Tosis Lashon. Tosis says, paruch am I potel, ha'avaka sha'oisa ha'liboya de si'u ha'ruach, ki'ilu osprey atzmes, ki'ilu do it yourself. So Gemara has four truths into the kasha. The first teretz is Abaye's teretz. Om Abaye, Hachamayis Kinon, Gunchaliba Metzad Echod, If someone blows and he uses the wind to harness his blowing, avada he is chayiv. It's his maisa. Here he blew one way and the wind blew the other way. So that's why you're not chayiv, because the wind has nothing to do with you. That's a bias teretz. Now, shout what exactly the chiddush is. I'm saying if a guy blows this way and the wind blows that way, so obviously you're not chayiv. You don't need a brisa for that. Maisa, that's what Rashi says. Tosfos says a little bit different. Tosfos says, when he explains Abaye's Teretz, he says like this: the Hakamai Eskinon going to libo mitzad echod shebinyan zayin derech haruach l'siaya. On the side that he blew, it's not the derech for the ruach to help. V'lekach ki misramish nistaya b'libo haruach potted lo have a suke adaite she yitzdarf libo haruach and libo l'shchiyah yitzdarfu. Zok Tosfos here, itaka worked out. He blew that direction, and the wind was blowing the other direction. But somehow that wind chopped his wind and brought it somewhere. So at the end of the day, it was he did harness the ruach, but not on purpose, and it was a mistake. It was like something he didn't expect, and therefore the chiddush is still potter because it wasn't something he should have expected, and that's not called harnessing the ruach. You're potter.
Well, I can say they're both blowing the same way.
If you're blowing the same way, then it's hakachayv according to Abaye. Blowing the same way because it's like zayv ruach, because then it's hakachayv. And forget, you probably asked Madhur Basha's kasha, that why did the Gemara have to say a case where it was enough of his koyach to do it? To be chayiv, why can't you say if you just blew the right direction, you're chayiv, because the ruach helped you? So why did the Brisa have to say the case of Yeshua Libriyov? So if Frekta Madhur Basha. Madhur Basha answers that the Ikka Chiddush of the Brisa is that doesn't work. That was the Ikka Chiddush. I didn't have to explain. That was Pashat, that you harness the ruach would work according to Abaye. And the Ikka Chiddush was that doesn't work. The Lashon of the Madura Basra of the Mashos is like this. V'tzarech loyma, the Abaye Mataris, the whole Iker shall have Brisa, Ashvi'enum, demzem etzadzev, ruach mataracha shapater. Avadin zeshim, yes, ruach ima, gilabai, stachayev, ze ain't a tzarech lashvi'enu, the pshituhu, the avakazarech ruach masiyate. That's Pashat, that's chayev. Rava says a second teretz. Rava, I'm going to leave a baruach mitzuya. V'libsay ruach baruch shem mitzuya. Rava says that you are liba baruach mitzuya, and it would not have gone with the ruach mitzuya. And what happened was a ruach shem mitzuya came. So Rava also agrees to Abaye that Abada, if he harnessed the ruach and that was could have made a fire, he's chay. Here he blew it, and a ruach shem mitzuya took it. So here he wasn't supposed to expect that, and therefore he is potter. And here Tosfos Taka speaks out that what in Fi Rava that when it says in the Brisim Yesh Bili Buyu of Kedei Lelabes Chayiv means Im Ruach Matsuya. Im Yesh Bili Buyu Im Ruach Matsuya Yechayiv VeIm Lav, which means Ruach Shein Matsuya Potter. That's how Rava learns into the Brisim. The third Teretz, Rav Zera Amak Goyin that Samra Tzmuri, that all you did was like blow hot air at it. You didn't blow it like regular. You like blew hot air like cleaning glasses. He blew some hot air at it. Like Rashi says, the Einzel Libu Klal. So again, you have to know what the Chiddush is then. But Einzel Libu Klal, that was the case of where Libu is potter. And by Echanav, if you harness the Ruach, Echai, Tosfos speaks out, a little different. He says the Chiddush. And he says that it landed up helping, even though usually the hot air does not combine with Ruach Matsuya, here it did work out, and it wasn't supposed to be Masa Kedaita, he's still Chai. He's still part in this case. Even though it helped out your Tzamre Tzmure, you're part of a cause that wasn't supposed to combine. So those are the first three Tzurutzim. All three Tzurutzim have a Tzara Shava. That Avada, if you harness the Ruach, you are Chayiv for Eish. That means if someone blows on a fire, and together with the Ruach Metsuya, it'll get it into the ear, and the Ruach Metsuya will take it, he is Chayiv. The case that you're part of is a case where you didn't harness the Ruach, either because you blew all the way at the Abaya. Firava, because the Ruach Mitzuya wasn't going to do anything. It was Ruach Enemitzuya. And according to Rav Zera, because you blew Hadir. Rav Ashi says the fourth Teretz, where the Teretz is, that it's the whole Kash is not true according to Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi Amar, Kiyam Rinan Zoya Ruach Mitzuyatoi. When do we say that winnowing something into the ear of Ruach Mitzuyatoi is Chayiv is dafka by Shabbos? Hanimilin and Shabbos. The Melechas Machsheves Asur Torah. Because Malach and Machshav is also Torah. Lamaisa, you did a malacha. Aval Hacha Grama Baal Nizikin is Grama Baal Mu, but Grama of a Nizikin Potter. But Lagabe Nizikin, it's only a Grama. It's not my Maisa. Maisa, the wind helped me out. It's not my Maisa. And Grama by Nizikin, if it's just a cause, it's not my direct Maisa. It's not my direct Pula. So by Nizikin, you're Potter. That's Moras Teretz. Ah, you can ask good kasha. I see the other master kasha already. We know on Shabbos, groma's mutter also. A lot of ovens are semich on groma's, you know, the groma's not mutter, as well, but groma's different on Shabbos. What's going on over here? Groma by Benizokin is potter. Shabbos, groma's chayev? Since when? So if you look at the Rosh explains it, but Tuv Tam Vadas explains this Gemara. It's really a Taisvis in a line, and Taisvis is a little less clear, so you have to use the Rosh. So the Rosh. Af api by Shabbos, lo have el grama ba'alma, b'hochi chayev atayir. You know why? Kivin l'lochos u'ikah asiyos de ruach. The way you do zayre is with the wind. That's the way you do zayre. That is the normal way of doing zayre. That's why it's awesome. Lechos v'achshav zos atayir means that is the way you do zayre. You harness the wind. So it's my mindset. It's not a grama. That is the way you do the malacha. So that's pshat yichayev there. And by the Zikin Yipatah. So we had four terutzim to explain this brisa why libav lipsa ruach is patah. The kasha was it should be like harnessing the ruach. We had four terutzim, three terutzim that really harnessing ruach is chayiv, and here it's a different case. Or harnessing ruach is not chayiv by the Zikin. You got it? Gevaldik. Zok the Mishnah.
Rashi says
nichle. Huh? Right. The nichle. Yes.
Makes it because you want that ruach.
You want the ruach. You want the ruach in both cases. You want the ruach. Still, it's a ground v'alma, if you want it. Zok the Mishnah. Hashalech es ha-be'era va'ochla eitzim o'yavonim o'yofar. This Mishnah, the Yisoyde is in the Eish, the Mazik of Eish. You send out a fire and it ate eitzim, which is wood, o'yavonim or stones, which means scorched stones. O'yofar, scorched the earth. Chayiv, yichayiv. She never says in the Pasuk. In the Pasuk, there's four different items. Kiseitze Eish. Umotza koitzim and found thorns, v'nechel gadash, ate the tvoa, or yakoma, or the standing tvoa, or yasada, or the field, shali mishalim aver sabera. The one who lit the fire is chayef to pay. So you see in this pasuk that everything is chayef. The Gemara is going to speak out why you need all four examples, koitzim, gadash, koma, and sada. Zok the Gemara, I'm a rabba. Lom l'kos rachmona koitzim, thorns, gadash, a pile of grain, koma, standing grain, v'sada, and a field. Why do you have to tell me all four things? I'm talking about tzrichi. Nigos rachmana kaitzim. If it just said thorns, I mean a kaitzim with the chayiv rachmana. By thorns, you chayiv eish. Why? Mishum the shchiach eish gabayu. The shchiach the pasha. It's normal for you to make a fire near someone else's thorns because thorns of fire to you are not opposites. They're supposed to fire. They're not worth much. They're supposed to be lit on fire. So it's very possible you are a pesheya. Aval, Godish, but when it's talking about someone's tefuah, you usually don't put a fire so close to that. L'shchiach eshkabayu, l'shchiach the pasha, that's so shchiach that you make a mistake like that. Eim aloi, maybe you are oinus. Maybe we'll assume that if I went there, you are oinus. Because you never would have lit a fire so close to a Godish. You didn't realize what was going on. So maybe you potter. K'mashwa no yichai. Vikas achwana Godish, have mean a Godish chai rachmanam, shouldn't have some ruba. By tefuah, it's have some ruba. Ala kaitzim, but thorns that's not worth much, to have some muet, aim aloy, maybe the Torah is not machayiv. And already the achrayim, the Yamsha Shloimim, are bothered, but like, since when do we have a heter of like hefsid, if it's a small hefsid, it's mamun a mazik, you're a mazik, like, what kind of heter that is, how much the hefsid is for the nizik, that's how you have a heter for that? So Yamsha Shloimim says that since Eish is really, the whole mazik of Eish is a stickle of groma type of mazik, so maybe you would think that Torah was machayiv, but have some muet, kamash v'lon. Even by koitzim yichay, so that's why it says koitzim and godish. Kama lomeli. Why does it say kama standing grain? So tomorrow, my kama begalui. That kama is very visible to all. Af kama begalui. The only time yichay face, only things that are begalui, but things that are hidden. Let's say inside this pile of a grain are things that are hidden. You're not chayef for that. That's just xeris akosh of the pasuk kama. Right, the gemara of the Rav Yehuda, the mechayev aniske tamum beish kama lomeli. We're going to see, we had it read a few times, we're going to have it in the Mishnah, on the Samach Alpha on base, who holds the Echayiv on Tamun, Kama Lomeli. He holds Echayiv even for hidden things, so why do you need the word Kama? And for the Gemara, the Rabbi is called Bali Kaima, to Marba, all Bali Kaima, which Rashi says means, Bali Chayim V'ilon is Echayiv, also for H. Now, above me, like, I'm not sure why you need a Pasuk for that. Why need like, why would you think that Bali Chayim and Ilon is are not Chayiv in H? But you need a Pasuk for that. Tosfos is not Gairus. Bali Chaim, he just says that since the Torah says Godish, you would think Dafka Talush, but not something that's attached, that's the Chiddush. Also, I don't know, why would you think Dafka Talush? Maybe there's a Kosov. So someone tried to say Abshad is that made a Chiddush Yichayim for Bali Chaim even if they can run away, but it's not true because before you, they need a Pasuk even if they're tied up. Gemara says, I don't have to tell you all my kashas, but the Gemara says, if everyone else is happy, it's good, that we'll be married by Kama. We bring Marba Koma, that even Koma is Chayav Ba'esh. So the Gemara says, So what are we doing? So we're learning Koma Fi Rabbanan teaches you Tamun, is Potter. And according to Rav Yehuda, teaches that Bali Koma Achayav. Rabbanan, the Rav is Bali Koma Menala. Hey, Rabbanan, the Rav is Bali Koma. Nafgulahu Ma'oi HaKoma. From the word Oi. Rabbi Yehuda, Oi Meboil El Chalik. You need Oi to tell you they don't need all four things to be Chayav Ba'esh. Rabbanu chalak manal heinam chalak. Nafkul ma'oy sada, because it says twice oy in the pasuk. It says kaseitz eishim wants to kaitz. Nafkul gadish oy hakama oy asada. So one says one of the oys. We know that it doesn't need all four of them. Rav Yehuda, why did it say oy asada? I did because of one oy hakama to mechalik because oy asada. So akaponim, that's the machleik is what the word kama is teaching us. Now what about the fourth thing? The pasuk sada sada lomli lasuye licha niro v'sicha avano to be marbe that if it scorches the ground, the charisha, the plowed ground, or it scorches the avonim, the halacha is that you are chayiv to pay for that. And that's a chiddush, it's not a regular age. For Rachmana Sada V'loy Boyahanech. So why don't you say Sada, which is a chiddush of scorching, and you don't need the other ones? Tzricha. Because Rachmana Sada, because once you say the chiddush that even scorches something, which is not a normal, not really burning something, that's chayiv. So of course, if it burns something, it's chayiv. The Gemara says, no, if you said sada, I would think it means, because Rachmana sada, I mean a mashav sada, in Bidachin Eloi. Only something that's, things that are burnt in the sada, things that are in the sada, like tua and kama, you think that's chayiv. You wouldn't know sada itself. Kamash on the other things, now we leave over sada to teach you, even if it scorches the ground, it's still chayiv. Hami mashav sada, in Bidachin Eloi, kamash on, even chayiv for scorching the sada. Zog to Maravaita. Omer Rashmul Barach, Meinom Yerinsen, in Purim's Balo Elom, now we have a stickle garata. Omer Rashmul Barach, Meinom Yerinsen, in Purim's Balo Elom, El was Mantra Hashem Ba Elom. There is no Peronius unless there is Rasham in the world. If the world would be Kula Tzadikim, there wouldn't be any Peronius. But once there's Peronius because of Rasham, it starts with the Tzadikim who get Peronius in this world in order to cleanse them completely for the next world. Ve'inim aschelas elam na'tzadikim t'chilash. Shneim says in the Pasuk, Kiseitze Eish, and what's the Kaitzim? The Eish goes out and finds Kaitzim, Kaitzim under Rasham. But Emes Eish, Yoitza, Bezman Shekaitzim Mitzvinla. When does Eish go out? The Eish here means the Peronius of Akaris Baruch Hu goes out when you have Kaitzim Mitzvinla. Ve'inoi, Meschelas lamet tzadikim tchilas shenem av nechal gadosh. Don't say va'ach gadosh. Va'ach gadosh leikam, which means it's a gadosh now. El v'nechal gadosh, which means a nechal gadosh kvar. We're asking like this that the koytzim the get burnt after the gadosh was already burnt. So it means it only goes out kseitz eish only when there are koytzim in the world. But the tzadikim go first, like it says nechal gadosh. Tani Rav Yosef, Ma'idach Sivan says in the pasuk by Makas Bechiris, va'atem loseitzu ish v'pesach beis abayker. So we darshin. It says no one should leave the house by the night of Makas Becharis. Why? Once there's a shus for the destroyer to go out, he's not mafkim and tzadikim l'rasham. Now, to stop right there, we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'kvayd v'atzma is the one who killed the Becharis. He's not the mashkes. He knows the tzadikim l'rasham. So Rashi and Chumash is mashma, stam at night. You shouldn't go out at night because at night there's the mashkes out and he's not. And you have to be careful at night. On that, the Rishon already asked, the Lechayra, the Rabban already asked, there's nothing to do with Makas Becharis. Any night you have this. And the Mashal talks about it over here. But in any case, it says they shouldn't leave the house. Why? Because the Mashkas is not Mashkim and Tzadikim Rishon. Lo Yoid, Zokar Vesef, from the Braisa of Lo Yoid, El Shem Mashkim and Tzadikim Tchila Shnemar, it says in the Pasuk, V'chrati Mimeich Tzadik V'Rosho. So it says, first Tzadik, then Rosho. So Seth Gemara says, "Bachi Rav Yosef Kuli Hai Nami Lein Doimim." This is crazy. They consider tzaddikim not chashuv enough, and they go first the Peronius so much. Amalei Abaye Tivusul Gavayah. It's good for them. Nechsev Ki Mifnei Ara Nesav Tzaddik. It's good. They shouldn't see all the Ra. They before the Ra, their Nesav. They already die before the Ra comes. They shouldn't have to see and experience the destruction themselves, and therefore it's a bracha for them that the Nesaf before the Ra.